It's interesting because nothing in this talk to me stands out when I think about the Thai forest tradition in general.
Okay.
Lumpur Sha, Our True Home, or Ajahn Bua, Lumpur Sawat. With all these teachers, and that's actually very interesting. It's like the Thai forest tradition itself seems to get criticized for this exact point that you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't want to not take note of that.
But it's something that Ajahn Panibada would say about Ajahn Bua is he won't talk about Nibbana with anybody who hasn't experienced it. Mm. And then if somebody tried to ask Ajahn Panibada about Nibbana, he would say, the final answer would always be, there's nothing you can say about it. Mm. So, it almost like this whole conversation is revolving around the same thing, it seems to me.
Yeah, and I think that you say the within the Thai forest tradition, it's one of the reasons why they get criticized. But it's also one of the reasons why they're so inspiring, is that they're talking about experience and trying to sort of encourage people to, you know, to put the teachings into practice so that you can experience something transcendent. So that is quite important. I mean, you can play it, and I tend to sort of try to play it safe in speaking public talks and whatnot. But there is, it's important to try to be quite explicit in the. Yeah, that there are people who still experience and have experience and still experience the fruits of the Buddhist teachings. And that's something that we can do as well.
When Lumpur Samir, I think when he talked about this, he, in one talk, he said, just to be comfortable that it's a mystery, or to be comfortable with the mystery of this if you don't understand it. And I think that's what I'm most comfortable with, because when I start thinking about it, it sounds like a soul to me.
Yeah.
And I was raised Catholic, so I have all that.
I mean, Catholics are okay with mysteries.
Yeah. Well, that's the same.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, it's the same mystery. For them as well. I can't prove anything. It's fair.
Yeah. No, that's good.
But just keep coming back to the knowing. I mean, like your talk, just knowing and stepping back and watching the minds. And then step by step, it becomes more transcendent.
Yeah, I think it's like if one gains more clarity and confidence internally. And that's what's really important, to encourage that within us and gain that clarity. Christopher?